Snack break.
Vape break.
Oh.
Snack break.
Sponsored by... No, sponsored by Coconut Vapes. Damn it. Try... Okay, one more. Try it again. 3, 2, 1. Snack break.
Snack break.
Snack vape.
Snacks.
Vapes.
All the snacks. Can you vape a snack? You could vape a snack. You could vape a snack.
That right? Sounds really dangerous medically.
You could get like a hot Cheeto and Takis mix flavored. Grind up the Cheetos and the Takis. Put it
no,
in
it doesn't
vape.
Work like that. It's got to be like oil based.
Okay. You could take all that, crunch it up.
You
press,
might be
press
able
all
to
the oil.
I
and
bet
spices
you could just
out.
Put some avocado oil in your vape and vape that. You could probably actually vape avocado oil. From what I understand, the vape machine uses some, like, you
vegetable
can make it
right?
Vegetable
glycerin, right?
Is that different than vegetable oil?
Yeah. I think so.
So you could probably throw some, like, coconut oil in there and a little avocado oil. It's going to be the next thing. Essential vapes.
Yeah, glycerin.
Essential vape oils.
$24 for a whole bottle?
Yeah, you can
and
make
you
your own vapes.
Flavors you want in you it. Can make, I'm not a vapor.
You can make hot Cheeto vape.
But I like the idea of vaping for some reason.
I bought a vape once, and I hated it, and it gave me headaches, and I didn't know why I had this stupid thing. So I sold it to our friend Dan, and then he dropped it and broke it. And I took that as a sign that I shouldn't buy a vape.
It was a sign from the vape gods. Who... contrary to popular belief, are not riding on clouds. Dank clouds.
Up there blowing sick fatties.
I don't know why that phrase is so cringy. It's so funny. Like, look at all those clouds up there.
Yeah,
those
bro.
Those vape gods are blowing some sick fatties.
Yeah, bro. The vape gods are up there. Freaking blasting some thick spliffs, brah.
And when it rains, it's just a guy who actually blew out too much spit.
Oh, God.
And tornadoes, those are vape tricks.
What do they say? Is this actually a phrase for, like, blowing a big vape cloud?
I don't know. Let's look it up. Vape lingo. Surely there's a website. A comprehensive glossary to vaping lingo.
Let's see if blowing thick fatties is on there.
At dreamsmoke.com.
I guess this is a good time to say that should visit our sponsors, vapesmoke.com.
Dreamsmoke.com.
So, whatever. They weren't a real sponsor anyway. No one would sponsor this show. What are we going to do?
Oh my gosh.
What are we going to do when we get a real sponsor? Like, are we going to play it straight like they want us to? Or are we going to, like, meme it and then get dropped?
We're going to meme it and get dropped.
Because it would be weird if... Look, like, the whole tone of this show, like, it would be really super weird if all of a sudden I was just like, you know, hey, thanks to our sponsor today.
Yeah.
Blue Apron. Fresh meals delivered directly to your door. They have 3 different plans to choose from for optimal happiness. So choose yours today, and don't forget to use the code SNACKBREAK at checkout. Now back to the show,
you
right?
You can pay $40 and get 1.5 servings.
Mmm. That's more than one serving, Tate.
And spend 3 hours doing a 30-minute recipe.
Sounds like a great time to me.
Mm-hmm.
So visit Blue Apron today.
Ooh, a lung hit.
Well, now we're
alternative to a mouth.
Wait, well, now we're not ever going to get sponsored by Blue Apron, so thanks for that. They only sponsor literally every other podcast than ours in existence.
They'll hear
now this. We never will have the chance.
Alternative to mouth to lung hits. Lung hits are inhales of vapor straight to the lungs. Usually requires massive airflow.
Dude, where's the, like, fatties?
Was there not one
for fatties?
There's not in, no. Noob, a new vapor due to quick learning curve required to even start vaping. People are usually a real noob for only 1 week.
This isn't even helpful.
No, it's not. It's actually all a bunch of technical information.
It's just a bunch of, like, normal terms that normal humans would know already.
Yeah.
Yeah, this isn't
no sick
interesting.
Fatties.
No sick, blowing thick spliffs.
Spliffs.
I've heard that somewhere. I hope that's not like a bad phrase you're not supposed to say.
I don't know.
Can you look that up on Urban Dictionary to see if I have to stop recording
spliffs.
Again?
Spliffs? Spliff and vape pen. What's a brand?
No.
Yeah.
Like, no, spliffs. Like, type Urban Dictionary spliffs. I just need to know if it's bad or not.
Okay.
Because I think it might be.
Oh, it's a marijuana cigarette.
Oh. Well, you can't blow a thick spliff then with a vape, I guess, unless if you put like THC oil in your vape and then you blow a fatty, is that blowing a thick spliff?
Probably.
Oh my God, dude. This is the dumbest episode we've ever done. But welcome to Snack Break with Dan and Tate. It's the Anchor Podcast recorded in my car somewhere in the parking lots of corporate America. You know, me and Tate, we like step out for about 15 to 20 minutes every day and chat about stuff and take a load off.
Mm.
So grab your mac and cheese and your large Dr. Pepper, Terry. It's looking tasty today. Mozzarella in your mac and cheese. Interesting. But anyway, I really hope some guy named Terry is listening to the show.
Girl. And, there's girl Terry's.
Yeah, and eating that exact thing. Mm. And we just blew his
Terry,
or her
mind. Terry,
would
you mind. Like Parmesan on that? Just say when.
Okay. Our audience is not nearly large enough. Dude, if like that actually worked, and there is this audience member named Terry who is eating mac and cheese right now, don't even worry about the Dr. Pepper. Out of the, you know, 17 people that listen to this podcast, that's actually astronomical.
Hey, episode one.
Astronomical.
Has over 40.
Well, that's, yeah, but that's just people passing through and going, nope.
Yeah, on the reg, we get 17. We have passed 500 downloads.
Woo!
Oh, boy!
Oh, wow! Here comes that Blue Apron sponsorship any minute.
Bing!
Oh, there it is! Are you interested in cooking fresh meals in your kitchen, made from fresh ingredients, shipped directly to your door?
Why, yes.
Well, then, visit our friends at Blue Apron. What if... I have a conspiracy theory. What if I just start... What if we just start, like, repping a product super hard if we're sponsored by it? Do you think that we could, like, will the sponsorship to happen? Like they would just think it was adorable? They'd send us, like, cease and desist. Like, please stop talking about us on your terrible, crappy podcast. And then we'd be like, no. We'll talk about it if we want. We love fresh meals delivered directly to our door. And then, like, so then, like, they threaten to sue us, and we keep doing it. And then eventually they're just like, you know what? I appreciate these guys. Moxie. Let's give them that sponsorship. Is that a thing?
I don't know what Moxie is.
Moxie. Kids got Moxie.
Yeah, okay.
You know? You never heard that.
I just got an email.
Is it from Blue Apron?
No.
Oh.
But here's the text. I have 360 water bottles in my car.
Right now?
That's the contents of that email.
Right now?
It's not me. I just received the email. And it says, I have 360 water bottles in my car.
What? Who are these people? You get more spam mail and calls than anyone I've ever seen.
That was my brother.
Oh.
But I thought that's the most random email to get.
That's a lot of water bottles.
I know they're
bottles.
Talking about things, but 360, that's a lot.
Does he want us to take some of them?
Don't know.
Does he need help loading or unloading them?
Don't know.
Why did he send you that email?
I don't know.
Find out next time.
Oh, it's not part of a thread. Never mind. They're doing wedding planning.
Weddings.
There's a lot of planning going on. Anyway, I was saying I was maxed out, and you just mentioned something. You said this is the time to come chill. I actually am chilling. I have my computer here.
Yeah, bud.
But it's closed.
Yep, close it up. It's time for snack break.
It does feel chill. I don't know why everything's been so maxed out. It's because it's summer. Everybody's trying to roll their stuffs out before winter.
Yeah, this is definitely crunch time around the old workshop.
Lyndon B. Johnson and Johnson. Is that... So what we are? I don't know.
Yeah, Lyndon B. Johnson & Johnson Presidential Tours Division.
But yeah, I've been like zero time. I feel terrible for my son because I only see him like after 5 for like 2 hours before he goes to bed. It's weird.
Yeah, but you got the weekends together.
Yeah, but then those are filled with like stuff, and that's... The stuff is even getting greater and more prevalent just because, like, I don't know. I have all these responsibilities and stuff.
The good news is
that's coming up next weekend.
The good news is that he's like he's really young, dude.
He won't remember any of it.
He's not gonna remember any of it. He's not at the age yet where you need to start feeling massive amounts of self-imposed guilt for not spending enough time with him. That won't happen for like probably 3 more years.
Yeah, when he's like 30 something or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay.
When he's 30 and you know that you have been a failure.
Oh, okay.
Because he's locked up in the state penitentiary for embezzling funds from Wendy's.
I was thinking about something like that. If okay, so I had this bad dream where he was hurt or in danger or something like that.
Ooh, I'm gonna tell you about my bad dream.
And it kind of upset me, right? Yeah. When I woke up.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, so that upset me because he's young and because I really care about him. What if he ever became what you just said, like embezzling money, became some sort of weird later, way later in life, after I'm done, you know, screwing him up.
Right.
Whatever. So he's in his 30s and he gets in some sort of drug deal mishap. Would I have the same, like, oh my gosh, I gotta go rescue my son as I'd feeling?
No question. You know how I know that?
Why?
Because I just recently borrowed money from my parents as a grown A man.
Uh-huh.
And they did it without any hesitation.
Because they had that, oh my gosh.
Because I'm their child. Mm-hmm. I'm their little baby boy, and I always will be.
So if you escalated it
for 100% for sure you would, yes.
So if you escalated that and you were like, you became a drug dealer, you also became, like, an assassin.
Yeah.
And you went to prison. And while in prison,
yeah, my mom would come visit me like every day. Mm. No question. My parents were really great parents. I was very lucky and very blessed to have them. And I can say for a fact that those two knuckleheads would support me no matter what. I could literally become a mass murderer and like steal money from sick cancer children. And they would still like come support me and come visit me all the time and stuff. They just can't. I'm not saying they would validate it. I'm saying that they would support me.
Gotcha.
Like as their son. Like I mean, it would destroy my mother. Like she would be freaking pissed. Like
yeah.
But they would still like come visit me and make sure that I had, you know. Like I firmly believe that.
I hope I would be.
I don't think I could literally do anything for my parents to disown me.
I hope I would be the same for.
Which is, like, a healthy thing, but it's also a little bit damaging.
Yeah.
In okay. a certain sense, okay. Because it's, like, I was a little bit coddled in terms of always having my interests and my hobbies catered to at all times. Mm-hmm. And never told, like, no, you suck at this. Stop. You're dumb. Mm. You do a different thing every week. No, we're not buying you a skateboard so you can ride it once, idiot.
Like, but the feeling is there from them where, like, oh, my gosh, my son is hurt. I need to go help him.
Yeah.
Hmm. I hope that stays for me.
I had a weird dream where I was streaming and my webcam
okay.
And my webcam turned on and for some reason everybody saw my penis.
What?
And I woke up screaming. I don't know what that dream means, but I do know I'm very scared.
Wait, why were you streaming naked?
I don't know in the dream, but everyone saw my penis and then they all laughed at me.
Okay.
And I don't know. That's it. That was the dream. And it felt very real. When I woke up,
you were like, oh no.
When I woke up, I remember thinking to myself, like, dang, I miss streaming on Twitch. I really liked that. But too bad I can't do it anymore because everyone saw my peen and laughed at me. And I can never go back. So I can tell you that I have a very real fear of people seeing my peen.
I think most people do.
Really?
I think so. I don't know.
What about people with very impressive
penis? Let's take a poll.
Let's take a poll.
If you or a loved one out there have suffered from mesothelioma. And also...
Well, I guess we should talk about our next sponsor. Johnson & Johnson Enlargement.
Oh, gosh.
This is so bad. This is off the rails. We gotta stop.
Okay, here. Rein it back in.
Oh, God bless America. So, speaking of which, I'm very uncomfortable right now.
Speaking of God bless America?
No, speaking of what we were talking about before I started recording, which was elevating people to idol status speak their mind in 2018 and don't worry about it.
Yeah.
I don't know how they do it. When I see people say whatever is on their mind in 2018 and not, like, feel weird about it or second guess it or hope they're not offending someone or think maybe I shouldn't have said the P word or, like, maybe I shouldn't have told that story or maybe somebody's going to think this is racist or maybe somebody's going to be upset by that and, like, they don't seem to, like, lose any sleep over that type of stuff or really care. I'm like, dang. I want that level of freedom.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
I want to just be like, blah, blah, blah. Don't at me, bro.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can't. I'm not built for that. I worry a lot. Like, when we record this show, I usually have a lot of anxiety until I listen to the playback. And then I'm usually like, oh, okay, that was okay.
We weren't.
But occasionally, but every once in a while, jackals. There's probably about 3 or 4 episodes that, like just full disclosure, that have, like, been deleted. Not because we said anything, like, super offensive or anything, but just because I listened to it back and I'm like, yeah, I'm not posting that.
It could be, you know, it's like you're listening to it and you're like, someone out there
could be offended. But sometimes it's not even offense. It's just like, it's my own fear of vulnerability because I didn't think it was very valuable or very funny. Like, this is one of those. But I'm saying right now, like, you're listening to this right now in your car.
Terry.
Driving down the road.
Terry.
Put the mac and cheese down. It's not the time, Terry.
God.
On another note, though.
Every time.
But you're listening to this because I'm going to post it because I am sick of, like, letting fear control my actions. It's my number one biggest crutch in life. Is I get afraid of things, and then I change my behaviors based on some imaginary fear that probably doesn't even exist.
Keep going.
No, that's all I'm saying. That's it. That's all I have to say. And I'm kind of sick of it. So I'm going to post the episode. I'm going to listen to the playback, and I'm going to think to myself, that wasn't very funny. There was a lot of dead air. There was a lot of jokes that flopped. There was a lot of weird stuff that happened. It wasn't very substantive. Like, I mean, this part feels a little bit substantive, but...
Yeah.
And I'm going to post it anyway, Tate.
You have about 10 seconds to keep going.
Tate doesn't believe me.
I'm bringing it back.
Tate doesn't believe me because he knows that I'll ultimately decide not to post it.
No.
But then we'll record tomorrow and we'll post that and it'll be fine.
I hope this works.
What? Did you download the ham horn?
I did.
You could just do it with your mouth.
Beep.
What do you do?
Beep, beep, beep. What?
You have too many options there.
I don't even know what to do.
You don't know which one to push. Don't push the wrong one.
This is bad.
We don't want the whoopee cushion. Good old horn. That's got to be it. Are you using your volume up? How do you use this?
I don't know.
Hmm. Unfortunate.
Maybe, all right.
Is there a... You press that button?
No.
No?
Screw this app. Yeah. All right, whatever.
Yeah, you need to look up ham horn.
I did!
You did? Is that not... It's
ham,
not for Android?
Horn.
It's not for Android.
What about this one? Rap
interesting.
Horn free. Rap horn free.
Is it a rap horn?
That's like a ham horn. Right? How are these apps so huge? They're just a sound effect.
Yeah, except that you just, like, gave it all the permission, so it's just gonna, like, rape and pillage your phone now. And... Oh, there it was! There's our old friend.
So, that's what I say to... saying no to fear-based decisions.
You've been listening to Snack Break with Dan and Tate, a production of Blue Apron Productions. Don't forget to...
We were from Blue Apron!
Bum, bum, bum!